All right, Mark. So right now, everything is dominated by the coronavirus, and we all might feel a little helpless here and there. Mostly what we can do is wash our hands, try to stay away from other people, try not to spread the virus.
Indeed. But luckily, there are ways we can all help from the comfort of our homes or maybe even our cars.
Right. Valley of the Sun United Way organized a fund for nonprofits who might be overwhelmed right now. Their partners deal with things like child care services and homelessness. The Arizona Community Foundation created something similar. And on their website, you can choose which region of Arizona you'd like to see your donation go toward.
Local First Arizona put together a video explaining how you can help small, locally owned businesses stay afloat during this time. You can buy gift cards or delivery services.
And even everyday people are trying to raise money for local businesses. We got an email from a KJZZ listener with a GoFundMe that she started with her aunt and her cousin to help relieve places in the community that she doesn't want to see gone when people can start going back into restaurants and shops.
And even if you don't have money to spare right now, but you maybe grabbed an extra pack of toilet paper, a few too many cans of non-perishables, food banks across the valley are accepting donations, as well as some senior living facilities.
And there's also now a website that can direct you if you have personal protective equipment like masks, gloves, and goggles that can be used in hospitals and other healthcare facilities, and where you can donate them locally. If you're a business that needs that protective equipment, you can also request it there too, and you'll be linked up with someone in your community who might be able to help, offering mail-in or curbside pickups.
Indeed. Even though this is a time of uncertainty, people really do seem to be going out of their ways to do what they can to help, be it checking on a neighbor, calling a neighbor, FaceTiming a neighbor, or if you have some extra food or paper towels or something that you can give to somebody who really needs it. Seems like people really are trying to do that kind of thing, and which is fantastic. We should all be doing that.
We should all. And if you want to know more about how you can help, we'll put all of these resources on our website. That is kjzz.org.